show is great in the state. It is the ugliest brother in radio. G-Money in the house. Watch your mouth. The fifth RWC television champion. Your favorite DJ's favorite DJ. And I am here with...
J5, Mr. International. The only one that's really international, because I live internationally. That is a shot at someone, but... Names not to be named.
That was really unnecessary.
I was going to say...
Oh yeah, that was extremely unnecessary and not worth it. But go ahead, do your thing. And who else are we here with?
The very best at talk wrestling. He's here. It's DB.
Yes, and we're here. Welcome to another episode of Smash the Mat.
Mat smashing.
Yes, and we out here. Mats. So I'm gonna let these guys do most of the talking because I'm at work and they're pissing me off. So let's go, guys.
So this is the first show post-Mania.
Post-Mania. Yes.
Post the two-night extravaganza known as WrestleMania and now going down as the biggest WrestleMania in history, WrestleMania 40.
Literally.
Yeah.
The numbers. Two nights.
Yeah. Two nights. I mean, think about this. That front row was like over 10 grand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Per chair.
Yeah. And then most of the matches were sponsored. Like just about every match had an individual sponsor.
There was a
sponsor on the mat itself. It was just pure madness. It was probably go down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest WrestleMania. So stop talking about the Attitude Era. Guess what? It's done. It's done for.
It's the Paul Levesque era.
Nah, I ain't calling it all that. He don't want to call it all that. It's the
Renaissance era.
He says it's our era.
Yeah, this is our era, the Renaissance era. And so let's go ahead and get the main event out of the way. We had the most overbooked, the most ridiculous, the most sports entertainment main event match in WWE history. As the story is finished, it has finally been finished. Cody Rhodes is now the undisputed WWE champion, which note that. So how did we feel about that match?
I think it was, I don't know. Like I'm mixed feelings about it. Right. I have mixed feelings about it. Like, I understand what they did, and it was good. It was entertaining. It was definitely entertaining, for sure. It was definitely entertaining. I just thought it should have been more. You know what I mean? These are bloodline rules. They should have came out and just demolished Cody Cody at the beginning. My plan, if it was me, if it were me, and I made all of the rules, nobody came out with them. Nobody came out with the tribal chief, still acknowledged. Nobody came out with him. I would have at least had somebody come out with me as a distraction, as a small distraction.
Mm,
okay. You know what I'm saying? Nothing real big, but as a small distraction, just be like, okay, he's over here. You know what I'm saying? I still have to watch my back.
Still run that risk.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be mad at that. Yeah, that still would have been accurate, but I kind of see why they went the route that they went. And this is almost like an encapsulation of 40 years of WrestleMania within one match.
Right.
Transitioning into a new era, ending one of the greatest title reigns in the history of all of wrestling.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? I could see that. I you know, now that you said it, I can understand your thought process. But honestly, that was there was an unpredictable match. We didn't know the way that this would go.
Right.
And by the way, if you're watching right now, click the little link so we can see your faces and see who's commenting. That way we can talk about you. Of course, we're broadcasting on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and all across the internets. Now, again, I can't be mad at how they went. The right result happened. Cody won because they were in danger of alienating a whole fan base.
Absolutely.
If Cody didn't win, you might as well just pack it all up, because wrestling fans would have stopped watching WWE in droves.
Now people are saying that he's boring.
It's too...
It's only been a week. It's a, I'm just telling you what people are saying. They're like,
you know what? His,
screw the people.
I'm tired. I'm sick. I am sick of internet wrestling fans.
I absolutely. Yes, for sure.
He literally just won it 2 weeks ago. Like, give the man a break. Can he just hold the title for a second?
They're complaining about the way he's holding the title. What you mean? They're complaining that he's holding the title like a briefcase.
It's an old school wrestler. Like, he is like his father's son for damn sure. Like,
absolutely.
Can the kid breathe? Yeah. And the kid breathe, and it's annoying.
I think it's hilarious.
It is so annoying. People make me so mad. Now, Jay, let me ask you: what did you think of The Rock during WrestleMania's nights 1 and 2?
Night 2, he just sounded like, man. It's tough.
Okay,
it's tough because he didn't sound like one of us. He sounded like a boss man. Like, he was like, get your out of the ring. Then he sounded like he was the boss. Boy, yeah. Boy. That boy word was a little.
He was throwing that around
a lot.
Like some slave owners for sure.
Like people put hand sanitizer. Hey, boy.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I've loved the final boss. Like, the final boss.
He was great though. It was great. I can't even lie.
The fact that The Rock was willing to pivot, he was like, you know what? I'm sick. Because he had to play the nice guy in Hollywood for some years now. So this was his time, I think, to let loose and go wild.
Go rogue. Go rogue.
Do something different. Yeah, I know he's probably been pissed off by, like, you know, dealing with Hollywood, the Fast and Furious, and the fact that nobody. By the way, if you didn't watch the movie Black Adam, it's your fault.
Oh, yeah. Black Adam's amazing.
It was okay. I mean, it could have been better.
Everything could have been better. Everything could be better.
I think The Rock, see, the thing about The Rock, I love him to death. Now, he's one of the all-time greats. But he very much is that type that he does like to be the center. Like, so he does put himself in situations like with Fast and Furious. He likes side cuts too many people, and people don't like that. You can't be doing that.
Oh man, it's so funny because you say that. Speaking of the movies and stuff like that, in somebody posted a thing on Facebook and said, "How is the Toretto brother and the Rock in the ring at the same time?" But it was talking about their characters and stuff. I was like,
terrible. Yeah, him and Vin Diesel got into it because he hated that Vin Diesel would show up late on set, and he called him a candy ass on the internet. But Vin Diesel's like the producer of the movie. So he's like, okay, fine. You ain't on my set anymore. It's like The Rock be crossing them lines. It's like, I can't be mad at him because he's like, who's going to beat my ass? That's what I call the Jackie Chan method. It's like, I'm going to do what I want to do because who's going to beat my ass?
Right.
Nobody. You ain't going to do it. And so I can understand The Rock being the way he is. But at the same time, it's just like everything. You can't be like side cutting your boss. Every time.
Yeah, for sure.
So he's pissed off a lot of people. But to come back to WWE and do this character and to get back and, you know, to enact his plan to get rid of Vince McMahon and, you know, secretly run the organization, it has worked out tremendously. Now, this is allegedly, but I feel like you could go back to previous episodes. I predicted this very thing was going to happen.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How did you think The Rock did in the ring?
He looked good, man. Yeah. He looked really good. He looked strong. He looked like it was, Josh and Hobbs. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, he looked strong. He looked like The Rock of old. Like, there was no ring rust at all. I was very surprised. I expected a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there was none for me.
Now, I think, number one, if you notice, he looks smaller than the last time when he faced John Cena.
Yes.
Because last time he tried to have all that, all the muscle.
Extra muscle.
And then he ripped his leg. I forgot what it was, his groin.
Did quad. I think he ripped. It might have been something.
He tore the abdomen off his bone.
That's what he did. Yeah, because of all that muscle, because he tried to wrestle at the same speed like The Rock would wrestle. And he ripped that straight off the bone. Now this time, he did look smaller. I did think about it. I was like, okay, The Rock looks like The Rock.
But he was
still jacked.
He was jacked, but he did look thinner.
They said he had two wrestling rings, one in Atlanta and one in Hawaii, and he flew out the Gallus boys to train with him to get him ready. And he even said that, you know, I'm in my 50s and I'm not, he's like, these guys are the real stars, talking about Roman, Seth, and Cody. He's like, I had to fight to keep up with them, but I felt good. He's like, I'm banged up after that. But he was really satisfied. Honestly, The Rock looked great in that tag.
He looked great. I was almost debating whether he was coming back for a full time. Good, run.
Yeah, but
he's making too much money outside of it.
Yeah, he was like, I still got things to do, but he is on the board. So The Rock, and he is already mentioning next year's WrestleMania already. He's like, we're gonna do it again next year. And there's rumors that floating around that they're doing Vegas.
Ooh.
Vegas, and there was some early about Minnesota, but now Vegas seems to be the lead. And honestly, I might hit that one up. That might be the first WrestleMania I can go to because my brother actually lives near in that area.
Okay, cool. That's so what's up, man.
WrestleMania Vegas.
Then you have to take Ken, though.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You have to take Ken so he won't complain about not being able to go.
So we got to make that happen. But Vegas, now, one thing, it was in Philly, and a lot of people... I was feeling bad for the night one people because they said it was 40 degrees.
Well,
they
said, yeah,
and then it felt like 30 and they were freezing to death. I've never seen Michael Cole wearing like a head, like a
anything.
Beanie and
anything.
And even
Pat
Cody,
McAfee.
Yeah.
And Pat even, McAfee comment.
Even Cody said that it was cold when they were in the ring. And they said that they said the ring wasn't warm at all. So the fact that they handled it that first night, I got to give the credit to the talent, WWE, and the superstar, another superstar of the weekend, Samantha Irvine.
Yes,
handling absolutely both nights as the ring announcer for WrestleMania.
Absolutely, I give her so much kudos.
I know. There's a conversation whether it's her or Howard Finkel as the GOAT of ring announcing. Honestly. When Bruce Buffer tweets you, I'm saying, you're part of the absolutely conversation.
Man, I got into it with a guy on some internet troll this week about Samantha Irvine. Somebody was like, oh, Howard, he would have never had his voice crackle in that moment. I was like, you're talking about somebody who's very passionate about their job, one.
They never tell her the result. She never wants to know. She does it intentional, so she gives authenticity.
Absolutely.
I think,
and she's invested. She's invested in the stories.
Yeah, she was a wrestling fan first. Like she was a wrestling fan originally. Used to come to the shows. Now I feel like this. Now tell me if you agree with this or not, Jay.
Okay.
I feel like when people grew up with something and they remember what it was, they don't necessarily keep in mind whether it was good or not. So by proxy, they think because it's older, because you grew up with it, you think it's better, but it isn't always that way.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. I agree 100% with you.
Yeah. Like, I love the Attitude Era. I grew up in the Attitude Era, but guess what? This era is better. And I'm going to say that. This era is better. It is.
Okay. Yeah.
Guess what? They've been wrestling longer than most of these guys. Like, think about it. Most of these guys had barely a run of a good eight or nine years. Whereas then you got John Cena or Randy Orton who have been wrestling 20 plus years.
Yeah, man.
Because they can go longer. They're taking care of themselves.
They're not on that booger sugar stuff.
They're not on the juice. They're not on the bad stuff. Like, they're surviving. There's more acceptable options. Hey,
what's up, D-Mac?
That's an indie legend right there. But let's even just go normal with money wise. Like, this era is already trumping it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like,
yeah.
So what do you think about the match, G? the main event, night two. What do you think about The Rock in general?
Yes, first of all, The Rock's performance during WrestleMania weekend.
First off, you already know, or if you don't know, Rock is my all-time favorite wrestler. All time. And I think he did everything he needed to do. And I don't think he overdid it either.
No.
Especially in night one. But in night two, like a lot of wrestling is like facial expressions.
Yeah.
Even when he was delivering punishment, he sold everything with his face. You know what I'm saying? And like that, I think that's one of the reasons why I love him, because he was just like everything is there. He makes everything huge. He does it with his fists. He does it with his face. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what people forget, that it's just as much a part of it. And that's the thing that The Rock did better than anyone else was his facial expressions, his reactions, and his selling. Like, those are the top three skills The Rock has above all wrestlers, in my opinion. He has explosive moves, but guess what? His moves were never really the big thing that brought him to the dance of why it made him the great one.
A lot of people could do wrestling. Like, a lot of people
could do moves.
The actual wrestling is the easy part.
Yes.
Everything else, like the charisma, the mic,
playing skills, the character,
the selling, all that, that's what the bread and butter.
Yeah.
I'll tell you straight promo up. Like,
I know I've said this before. Promos sell matches. The match doesn't sell the match, because the match is the end result of the promo or the story.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you straight up. This time since The Rock has been back till now has had so many people come back to watching wrestling.
And it's memeable. Memes have been I've seen the memes in so many different types of communities, like between that have nothing to do with wrestling. But I'm seeing Roman Reigns, I'm seeing Cody Rhodes, I'm seeing The Rock. I'm seeing Seth Rollins. I'm seeing EO in random memes. I'm seeing wrestlers that aren't really the biggest, but WWE's gotten back in that pop culture conversation of it's cool to be a wrestling fan again. And it takes The Rock, and it takes them being open to these new things again.
For that. Absolutely.
Again, sorry, the Attitude Era is done. That's just, I'm going to say it. I'm going to be the guy who says it. You can hate on me.
But the Attitude Era is the second best era in wrestling.
Now, money alone, they've broken every record. Like, there's no question. Just by the way, I posted this link in the comments, so because we want to see your faces. So make sure.
I don't know who Facebook user is.
We want to know who we're talking to.
Yeah, we just want to see your faces. So I'm posting it in there. So click that link and say so we can know who we're talking to. So match of the weekend, what would you say? Let's avoid the main event. The main event was great. Which we do need your thoughts on the main event itself, the Cody versus Roman.
I'm gonna let G go first.
Yeah, G, what did you think of the main event?
Match of the weekend?
Well, first, what did you think of the main event? Cody versus Roman.
It was overdone. It was over sports entertainment-y, but it was perfect. It was perfect the way it was. Like, because if Cody would have just won with no help, I'd have called BS anyway.
Yeah, it wouldn't have made sense.
For sure.
All this happening, and he couldn't. All that needed to happen. All of it, most of it is long-term storytelling, especially Seth Rollins coming back in the Shield garb. Like,
gear. Yeah. And then Roman hitting him on the back.
All of it was necessary.
Yes.
All of it was necessary because Roman's title reign was, I don't care how anybody feels about like the number of defenses, this title reign was larger than life.
It was one of the greatest title reigns ever.
And to end it, you needed
a grand finale.
Yeah, was it ridiculous? Yeah, sure. But it was great. Like, this is the thing. You can overdo something and it doesn't make sense. Everything they did, it made sense because everybody had some type of history to the person they were attacking.
Yeah.
Even and I saw where Stone Cold has said, like, you know, the money wasn't right for him to be taking that spot, and it would have been bigger than Undertaker, but Undertaker was just as good.
It made sense
because Rock and Taker got history,
So Rocket Taker got history. Taker has history with Paul Heyman. Taker has history with Roman. Roman was technically his last like real match, like that main event that they had. And then not to mention, Taker is the conscience of the WWE. That's what they say. He's almost like the watcher of how things are supposed to be around there. So he was almost like a shield. He's trying to say to The Rock, is like, like Teddy Long would say, that's not, it's not going down like that, player.
Right.
You're going one-on-one with The Undertaker.
But the, and the thing is about it, like, can you really have a WrestleMania without The Undertaker?
You can.
Being a part of it.
Yeah, especially 40 years of WrestleMania, you needed to have him there.
Yeah,
you
sure can.
So.
You can have it without him, but
did he have a match last year?
No, he didn't have him last year, but with 40 years, but with a perennial WrestleMania like that, where it's WrestleMania 40, he had to be there for that. He's been
he'll be
10.
Back. He'll be back for 50 too.
Yes, he was at 10, he was at 20, he was at 30, he had to be at 40. Like he's wrapped in with WrestleMania at this point.
Yeah.
Now match of the weekend. Like match of the two night extravaganza.
Match of the weekend. I don't know, because I really like that main event.
That main event was great.
If I have to choose, like I really enjoyed that main event, but I don't know. I really did like the main event. But this might be random as hell, but I'm gonna say the six pack ladder match.
Yeah.
Severely, I would say that was the most underrated match of the weekend.
Yeah.
I did hate the kind of screwy thing where, you know, They obviously had to split the belts. We knew that was coming. And it made sense the way they did it. I think it just kind of messed up the momentum that they had going in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. If anything, Taker needed that closure for sure. Yeah, because he didn't. Yeah, his last match was in front of no one. So I can understand them trying to make up for all of that. So, but I agree with Sammy versus Gunther. That match was perfect. I thought that match was perfectly done. Everything about it, the pacing, the ending, all of it. And Sammy getting that big win for the Intercontinental title and further continuing it as the second biggest title in the WWE. But that ladder match, I love the ladder match, first of all, so I was already all about it. Now, what match disappointed you, surprisingly?
The Uso match.
Go ahead.
So the Uso match disappointed me because it was very lackluster. You could tell they were messing up a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I think the crowd didn't help too because they were so cold. I think them being so cold affected that match more than anything else, and also it not being on night two where it should have been. In my opinion, that should have been the opening match of either night one or night two. Yeah, because you for something like that, you need to start off that way. Like you need to start off with like a big thing, and that feud had been going all last year. And if they would have got that out of the way, I think it would have been seen a lot better. And then Lil Wayne performing a song that we've heard over the last like how many years?
20 years?
20 plus years? Yeah, that didn't work. I thought he was supposed to do a new song.
Man, he probably forgot.
He's like, oh.
You know he don't write stuff. He ain't got time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Now, another match that actually kind of disappointed me was Becky versus Rhea.
Yeah.
But now knowing that she went in injured, actually, is what they were saying.
Becky
was sick and Rhea was injured because she's been wearing that brace.
And Rhea had a panic attack right before the match.
It did feel, it just felt off. Like that felt off. So maybe you could have changed some matches around and then it would have worked out a lot better. Mm-hmm. Now, one match I was surprised that was better than I expected was the Philadelphia street fight. That was a lot better with Snoop being involved and doing commentary.
Yeah,
and with Bubba as the special guest referee.
Special guest referee, yeah.
Like that made that match a lot
more
entertaining.
I gotta watch that. I didn't see that WrestleMania weekend. I'm at Dreamville, so I have to watch
2 years in a row, man.
I gotta watch everything on my damn phone, so I can't hear the commentary, and I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, after night one, we was able to watch everything at the hotel.
Yeah.
Night two, nah, bro, I'm just out here like this. We supposed to be working, and I'm trying to watch the show and pay attention to who I'm supposed to be talking to. Like, so, excuse me, most of those matches, I think the only match that I actually got to see with commentary was probably it wasn't even the main event, because I had to rewatch it just to hear the call. I wanted to hear how Michael Cole did the call.
Oh, he lost
when he did it, because as when Cody gets the pin, J. Cole's on stage.
Yeah,
and I'm like this. I can't hear. I'm
You're watching. Like, I'm trying to hear the right Cole. Yeah. I'm trying to hear this Cole, not that Cole.
I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, is that The Rock? Is that Cena? It's The Undertaker. I'm like, oh shit.
Lost
Nobody it. Can Let hear me because there's so much. So like, for me, I didn't get the full experience because I didn't get to hear everything.
Yeah, man. I literally put my phone down during the main event and just. I made sure it was out of my way, and I watched that match uninterrupted. And that is the best way to experience that main event, especially you feel everything. So
I stayed up.
Yeah, I marked out for sure, especially when Cena came out. And the Seth run in, Undertaker, like everything about it was pitch perfect. The pacing.
I stayed up. You know, being here in Germany, the thing don't start till like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like this.
Harry, don't do that. We're not talking about that. Leave that man alone. Leave that man alone.
That man's 40 something years old.
Leave that man alone. You know what? It's weird. I don't know why. Well, I can understand why Cena won't go back to his old haircut, because it would hide the bald spot pretty well. You remember where he had just the hair on top, like almost the prototype style haircut that hides his bald spot
for that haircut.
Yeah, maybe, but yeah, he also needs to have a lot of hair for when he does movies, so they can do what they needed to do. So I understand, but leave that man alone. He's in his 40s. he's trying.
It was good though. The WrestleMania was very, very good.
Yeah.
I was. This has been the first WrestleMania in the last couple of years that I've actually stayed up for.
Yeah.
You know, being over here or whatever. Because this is my third WrestleMania over here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Last year's WrestleMania was pretty solid. Night one was way better than night two, though. But this time, I think both nights were really good.
Just as good as they could compare to each other. I was super excited about the Jade, Naomi.
Oh, and, Melanin Mountain.
Or
the Big Three, as they've been called.
The Big Three. I was excited about that, but I was very disappointed in Naomi.
Yeah.
I was. I just didn't. It was like you could tell she was the one that was like. It just, like, I love Naomi, but it was just like you could tell she was the one that didn't fit in.
Okay.
For me, just watching the match, like she just didn't. For me, it didn't fit. She didn't fit.
So she just seemed like she didn't make sense for this match.
Right.
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about?
I don't agree with this, but I'm just intrigued to see what he means here.
Well, it's like,
you lost me on that one.
So for me, as I'm watching the match, I'm looking at Naomi. I'm watching her do her thing. She's doing her thing. Don't get me wrong. She's doing her thing. And it's just,
is that what it is? Don't feel the star power?
Yeah. It's just like, okay, boom, Naomi got in and she was doing her thing, but you could tell the crowd wasn't in it when she was in the ring. The crowd wasn't even in it when she was in the ring.
I can kind of see that. Naomi's in a tough spot. She really is, because we have the clear main eventers of the women's division, which are Rhea and Bianca. And you know, for numerous years, you always had maybe like one mega black superstar. So it's almost like it is tough, but maybe it's, we have to reshift our thinking of like, yeah, there could be multiple black superstars and it's okay. It doesn't always have to be just one. And I think that might be the problem when it comes to Naomi, because you're like, well, Bianca's here, so we don't necessarily need you as part, but it shouldn't be that way. You get what I'm saying? So she's in a tough spot. There now, you mentioned it before we got on the live. There's a picture floating around of Naomi with the NXT title. Now, yes, there is rumors with the draft coming that NXT will be actively participating in the draft situation. So maybe Naomi is Michelle. It was a tag team, and she's Jannetty. Ooh, that's brutal. Here's a, and you know what's funny? Marty Jannetty had a solid run before he started messing up.
He did.
He won the Intercontinental title before Shawn Michaels.
You know, it's funny because like people don't remember.
Yeah.
Like Marty Jannetty was legit for a while.
He was that dude.
After the breakup, he was legit for a while.
Yeah, he was that dude. Like, he won the belt before Shawn Michaels did, like the Intercontinental title too. Like,
but his vices, boy, them vices.
That's the thing. His vices started getting in. I think Matt Hardy's more of an accurate description for a not so talented tag team partner that doesn't shine. Now, he did shine later once he got the broken character, but I think that's a more accurate description.
Boy, stop acting like you didn't like V1.
I love V1. But think about it, G. The most he won during that run was the cruiserweight title, which he was out of weight for. Like, that's like, he was out of that like run there. But hey, no, I did like version one. I was all about it. Naomi's a multiple time world champion though. Like, so yeah, we can't
multiple promotion world.
Yeah. Champion. World champion.
That's true.
Now I think maybe it's because of that name. Maybe it's time for her to dump it, because Trinity is a way better name.
Naomi? Do you think Bianca's a better name than Naomi?
No. Did you not listen to what I said? I said Trinity, her real name.
I was about to say. You think she should go to Trinity?
Yeah. Go with her real name. That would almost help, because Naomi, it don't mean anything. I'm just saying, it don't mean anything. Whereas you got a Jade Cargill, you got a Bianca Belair. Naomi. I'm sorry.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, the interest was dope.
Oh yeah,
the interest was dope.
It was funny. It was very Destiny's Child. I was like, you almost should play "Say My Name" as they're lowering down. That might have been heat, honestly.
Yeah. Like they should did like the Charlie's Angels thing.
Yeah. No, I'm serious too. If she go, what, Trinity Fatu? Come on now.
That's Trinity Fatu would not work.
Yeah. Now
that would on, that would not work.
But I would give Impact credit with her whole run during that. She was the top. She was legit. Mm-hmm. She was positioned as such. So that's why I'm thinking presentation is where that's coming, where that almost that disconnect a little bit. So she could have rolled, which I'm not surprised. I don't know why Triple H didn't suggest it, or maybe they didn't think to, but she should have rolled right in as Trinity. Like, and I think that would have stood out more. So we'll see. We'll see what continues happening. She's going to be with the company probably for the rest of her career. So we'll see. We'll see what goes down. I'm trying to think of anything else. iShow Speed. How do people feel about iShow Speed?
I haven't seen it.
Oh no. You hadn't seen the triple threat match, the US title match?
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah. I thought you was talking about something else. And you know what? I'm tripping because I had pictures.
Yeah.
But I got too much going on in here.
I understand.
Well, the whole time we was talking about those three women's, the whole time, and I
didn't put the obligatory picture up.
That, yeah, that's
say what my name, say my name. Mm. Bianca's extra jacked, y'all. Like, look at that woman.
She's slimmed down.
She's
slimmed down.
More jacked, like. Fizzle. That's Bianca Cena's killing it. Like, let me tell you.
Chisel.
Bianca Cena. I love her.
I just see that and I'm just like, man.
Now Jade. Jade. Now, did you see Jade put up a poll and say, do I go back to my normal hairstyle or keep the small short
the bob.
Hairstyle?
Well,
the bob.
They told you the bob.
If you ask me, I think either way,
I need it. I need that.
Girl, facts.
Yeah, the short hair looked good, but Jade. So, what did we think of her WrestleMania debut and her subsequent run so far?
It was okay. Her. It was definitely okay. It was good for what she did what she was supposed to do. Yeah. In that moment.
You know what? That's always going to frustrate me because I'm like Big E. I'm like, I don't want Jade doing like a 450 splash. I don't need Jade doing chain wrestling and all this silliness. I don't need her doing that. I just need her beating people up. That's all I need.
Two women slapping meat.
Slapping meat. That's literally two
fit women.
Two fit women slapping meat.
Yes. And fit body.
And fit bodies.
Bumping
meat. So I don't. So again, this is why I'm sick of the internet wrestling community.
Slim thick women bumping meat.
That's so, it.
I am sick of the internet wrestling people. These white boys who complaining every week, who don't know how to take baths and use deodorant. First of all.
Who don't wash their legs.
I was about to say that.
That is a real thing. I did not know that was, but I've heard that. That is a real thing. They don't wash their legs. They just let the water, you know, go down.
And the soap run down.
That don't make sense. You're gross. Wash your ass.
And your legs.
And your legs, especially your legs. That don't make sense. Okay, but.
That's why the back of their kneecaps stink, you know?
But Jade, she don't need to be doing all that. So why do we complain? I hate it. I hate it with a passion. Yep. There were so many main eventers, some that were terrible promos, some that would never do some of these moves. They would just roll in and do like a slam. Kevin freaking Nash, like he couldn't do either at one point. Then he later could talk, but he still wrestled the same way. Exactly. But you don't see him doing all that wrestling.
Tope Suicidas.
Yeah. He's not doing that. And it worked. So leave these women alone. Jade needs to be a girl. But I'm down for it. Sure. Yes. Yes. We need a new Brock. In fact, that's what Jade will be. Jade Lesnar.
Jade Lesnar.
Jade Lesnar and Bianca Cena. Like that's what we're at. That's the era we're in now. Needs to cut her shit too. Cut her shit too.
And Bailey Orton.
And Bailey Orton. Now, if anybody is the worker, it's Bailey. Like she is the best worker on the roster.
Absolutely.
Or none. Like I always thought that for the four horsewomen, she was always the best wrestler out of it.
I always thought Sasha was the best worker out of all of them.
I kind of did, but let me tell you.
And the reason was because everybody had their best match with Sasha. Sasha brought the best out of everybody.
That's why I more or less I considered her the best main eventer out of the group. Like because she could have a main event match, but her weekly matches were always rough, and she kept injuring either herself or somebody else. So that's why I'm like, okay, you got to kind of protect that. You got to massage that. Whereas Bailey, she could have a great match with you on Raw, SmackDown, NXT live event, pay-per-view. That's a great worker. Jade would be a great man. Harry, go somewhere. Get out of here with that. That don't make sense. Get out of here. That's ridiculous. Okay, now that Mania has passed, and now there are a new version of the Raw World titles are no more, and it's now the World Tag Team Championships. Let's get a look at them. Woo! Look at that. Look at that.
I like them.
I love them.
I like them. They're fresh.
I love them. Now, I'm all about this look of keeping the titles all looking the same. So Raw has the look of the World Heavyweight Championship, which that was always Triple H's, one of his favorite belts, because that's a real world title. Like the world, the big gold. Now, the new version of it, of course, has the WWE logo in the middle, which it, you might as well get used to it, because I know they're going to keep that look forever. Ever since the spinner belt, they've all liked that because it looks good. Whenever football teams and now baseball teams win and they have the big logo in the middle, like that's the best marketing WWE could have. But look at that. Awesome Truth. Wow. Them belts look legit. Look at that. And oh yeah, give credit to R-Truth for having his big WrestleMania moment too.
Facts.
Winning the titles.
Did y'all see when the ladder broke?
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't it the one Priest grabbed and then he got mad and threw it out? Yeah.
Yeah. And then R-Truth tossed one back in.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Now, what do you think there? How do you think the ones for SmackDown are going to look?
Man, yeah. That's going to be interesting. It's interesting. I think it's going to be very similar to the WWE the WWE title. But I think it'll be rounder.
Okay.
It'll be round.
I think it's going to be a little more rectangular-y.
Or like a parallelogram
or something like that.
Yeah.
But because they're going to look different.
Yeah.
They're going to have to have a distinctly different look.
But then that tells you that those titles are going to stay on the brand unless they switch them all the way. Now, currently, again, A-Town Down Under. They're the champs, which I did watch that episode of The Bump, and they were really entertaining. Austin Theory's talking a lot more. Grayson Waller is just great. He's legit. So it's good to see that they're finally getting the investment after the rumors were floating around that they were going to get taken out of the match. Now, do you think that they were still going to get taken out of the match, and why do you think it didn't happen?
I'm confused about that because – that we had chose like whoever the mystery team was because
you think a deal is not done yet, maybe.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking something probably didn't go over the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, interesting. So maybe that team might still be coming. We don't know,
right?
Oh yeah, now that was good. Cena returning to team up with his very biggest fan from his childhood, even though he's older than Cena. Now, another big match, the appearance by the Philadelphia Eagles, just retired Jason Kelsey.
Fly and Lane Johnson.
And Lane Johnson running in on the match, the lucha match.
So, with their Philadelphia Eagle lucha mask.
Yeah, I loved it. I was like, dang.
He's great.
Who are these big dudes? Yeah, Jason Kelsey hopped that ring. He was doing well. I was like,
what was crazy is, like, for me, I see him all the time, right?
Yeah.
As far as on TV and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then seeing him next to the wrestlers, man, they're huge. Yeah, those are giants.
Especially Lane. Now they're linemen, so that's another
thing. Yeah, those were luchadors. Of course they look big next to him.
Yeah.
It was Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
But still.
It was Dragon Lee. It was.
If you look at them, Carlito.
Santos Escobar.
And Carlito was out there.
I think the tallest of them is like 5'10".
Yeah.
Of course they look big.
Carlito is the tallest out of them, yeah. I think, too.
Well, yeah, they look bigger. They should. Because
short.
Like,
that was crazy. I'm just saying, it just
300 pounds a piece. Yeah. The heaviest dude in that match was probably barely 200.
Yeah.
Soaking wet, holding a brick.
Probably it was Dom, at 210.
Right, because Dom is—he's probably the tallest one because he's
6'3".
Yeah,
I don't think he's that tall.
No, he's tall. I know he's tall.
6'3".
I want to say
I think he's 6 feet. I don't know if he's 6'3".
Yeah, Dom is like the same height as Roman.
Shit, Roman's same height as me.
Yeah,
I'm 6'2".
Dirty Dom.
right.
Which
there.
That's the Young Goat. I still think their feud is not over. There's going to be one. I still think they're building towards hair versus mask match. I really
I'm
think
actually
that's coming.
Surprised they won that match. I thought Dom was going to get.
I thought match. He had that. Oh, he's 6'1".
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dom is 6'1". So, and just to look at it, let's see, Jason Kelsey. He's only a year older than me. What in the world?
Yeah, he's young, man.
36.
36.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'3". Yeah. And Lane. Yeah.
Lane is like 6'3", 6'4".
Now Lane, he's the tall one. Now he's like 6'5". Sprout. He's 6'6".
6'6".
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that dude. He was huge. Man, freaking giants.
That's still huge.
yeah, freaking giants, man.
Yeah.
But okay. Now The Rock did make an appearance on the night after WrestleMania and told
it was a little weird.
It was very weird. He said, now The Rock's gotta go now.
hey, can I hold your belt? I've never held that belt before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
It was very awkward. And Cody's awkward. Like, well, I'm holding yours, motherfucker.
You hold only if I can hold yours.
What else can I say except you're welcome?
Now, when he said, now The Rock's got to go now, he'll be like, what was that? That was the line that threw me off.
He's got to go away for a while. He's got to go away for a while.
But I'll be back for you. And then he's like, don't break my heart again. I was like, whoa, what is that all
when,
about?
When did that happen? See, but I think that's like another story. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Inside of that.
Because he said your story just ended, your story with Roman just ended, but your story with The Rock is just beginning. And there's rumors that the main event next year will be The Rock versus Cody.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? While we're on the subject, D-Mac wanted to bring up good old Javon Evans.
The leapiest dude in wrestling. That man be jumping.
Yes.
Man, that match he had with Ilya?
Ilya, yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'll create a new award of the year, and it's going to be called the Young Goat Award. And already, he's an early favorite for the Young Goat Award of the year.
Him and Jada Parker.
Oh, Miss Park.
Miss Parker.
Now, this woman has every match she has, she goes viral on WorldStar. Like, that should tell you something.
But you know what? I think she brings a lot of realness. Like,
but also the facials. Yep. That facial.
Like, that real hood.
Yeah.
Like, that real hood vibe that never is shown on WWE TV.
Yeah.
But like,
Just the same thing we were giving credit to The Rock was the facial expressions. Like, that matters more. That shows up on camera. The vibe. Like, you again, like G was saying, anybody can do a move. But to really show that personality during the match, like, that's what matters.
Absolutely.
Now, Melo versus Trick. Trick has beat Melo twice now. So, what is next for Carmelo now? Main roster. And where would you put him?
I would put him on SmackDown. I would put him opposite of Bron Breakker.
Okay. Now,
put him on.
Your Bron Breakker is on SmackDown currently.
Oh, he is on SmackDown.
Yeah, he is.
Well, Imagine. I would put him on. I would put Trick on Raw then.
Oh, you mean
not Trick, but Melo on Raw. Yeah.
Now, Trick, I think he's going to stay in NXT longer because he still needs time to develop and learn and everything.
I agree. I think he'll be the next NXT champ.
Yeah.
He'll be the next NXT champ. Ilya's going up. Ilya's going to probably go to SmackDown.
Yeah, because night after WrestleMania, him and Roxanne both defended their titles, which Roxanne Perez is the NXT Women's Champion again.
Mm-hmm.
And they both wrestled, and I saw that as an early sign of, hey, these two, they're going to get called up soon, like either this next draft, because they like to do that. They introduce you to the people who are going to possibly come up. So draft is coming. So where do we see people are going.
Ivar, I think Ivar and the Viking Raiders and stuff, I think they'll go back down to NXT. I think Karrion Kross and that whole crew is going down to NXT.
What?
Yeah.
They recently popped up down there, and they're going for the NXT Look, tag title.
I'm gonna tell you who did.
The Final Testament.
Look, I don't have Ivar going down because Ivar has slowly and silently been like one of the MVPs of Raw.
Yeah, he's killed it.
When you need to get somebody over, he is a great opponent for anybody, and I personally feel like moving him down to NXT would be a waste. Yeah. Like
he didn't just get a win.
If you don't move them to SmackDown, they need to stay on Raw.
He could have a good match.
He could have a good match with anybody. And he looks like he should win every match he's in.
Yeah. He was there this past Tuesday and he won a match. Natty's down there again. Of course, Baron Corbin still hanging out in NXT. Then you got Dijak, who's got his new character. NXT is going to be part of the conversation, especially with January is when they debut on CW. October is when SmackDown moves to USA, and then Raw is moving to Netflix in 2025. So you got to, that's going to be kind of the way you kind of keep in mind where people are possibly going to go, because they're going to want to build out each of those rosters to be like, mm-hmm. big time for these new network changes. Everybody's moving.
Yeah.
But it's already one of the logos, one of the little bits is yellow. So NXT is going to be an active participant as an official third brand. So I imagine we're going to get some surprises with this change up in the draft.
I agree. I can see that. Who else? Of course, Uncle Howdy's supposed to come back.
Yeah.
Sometime soon.
There's already been the first QR code that's popped up.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you got Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
You got
Sheamus just returned.
Which they've been the Twitter's been going off on him.
What in the world?
Twitter's been going off on Sheamus.
Bruh. It's crazy because when people that are not in shape are talking about somebody that is in better shape than them, that's
what yes,
absolutely,
yes, he has a whole workout channel.
I don't get that. How are you 400 pounds sitting in your mom's basement talking about
what happened to Sheamus?
He looks fat. What, bro?
He doesn't. He still looks better than you.
He's still muscular. He's still muscular, and he'll whoop your ass. What are we talking about?
I was about to say, try him.
Like, come on. Like, have you seen? Like, I actually watched Celtic Warrior workouts.
I did too. Yeah.
He is a monster in the gym. Now, does he look like he used to? No. What does that mean?
Everybody also said that he just returned from a potential career-ending injury. Well, too.
Like, that's why I don't. So I don't care that much. Like the internet is a gift and a curse, bro.
The internet has
given a lot of people the chance to say whatever they want to say without fear of getting punched in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. And
when people don't have to worry about getting checked in person, they'll say any stupid thing that comes to their mind.
Gee, mm-hmm. This is why I say this.
If these people are not in the same vicinity, they ain't saying nothing.
Gee, this is why.
You know what they're going to do? You know what they're gonna do? Hey, Sheamus, can I have your autograph?
Yeah,
exactly.
No, but this is why I say I do miss a certain level of bullying. Okay, there used to be the good kind of bullying where you tell somebody that's the stupidest shit you've ever said, and you need to not say that again. We used to be able to do that, and then they would, and they wouldn't be as stupid. Now you say something stupid, and then there's 10 other stupid people who agree, so you think you're right.
Yeah,
we need absolutely to bring that back. You stupid. You're stupid. Don't say that. You stupid. Okay. Stop talking crap about a man whose job is to work out and look good. He still looks better than you. So
Absolutely.
That's also like when they talk about the women's bodies, especially don't be talking about a woman's body.
Women's body, absolutely.
Don't talk about these women. Mind your business. Watch the show.
Enjoy what you're getting.
Yes.
Just enjoy what you're getting.
Hey, if you don't like it, guess what? You don't need to announce you don't like it unless you get an amazing podcast where you can talk about that stuff.
Like Smash the Mat podcast. Like
Smash the Mat. We trust it. We're trusted. That's why. But guess what? Even we're telling you, don't be saying stupid stuff.
Like don't that. Be saying stupid stuff. Absolutely.
So, that's real.
Oba Femi is staying in NXT.
Oba Femi, yes.
He's staying in NXT.
Now, I could possibly see down the road, he'll be the one, like, that would be the epic battle between him and Trick. Like, for the NXT title. Yeah, that would be the battle.
But you know, WWE likes using the same storylines and stuff over and over again, like we talked about the last time. And if you pay attention to how all of this happens, this Trick Williams and Melo is the same thing Sammy and KO did. It was the same.
Sammy and KO, Tommaso and Gargano.
Gargano, yeah.
The connection is Shawn Michaels. Yes. Which they are like Gargano and Ciampa, they always credit Shawn Michaels as the one that really helped them. Like, and if you've noticed, Shawn likes to use his old storylines for all of these kids. Like I said that like when he took over, I was like, everybody has a piece of his gimmick in some way. Like those are his kids. I can't.
But guess what? It's entertaining.
It's entertaining. It works. And I would say this is the most athletic class. This is what NXT
Sol Ruka?
Yeah. Come on now.
Come on now. Bro, Sol Ruka, that's I don't even know what you call it.
That Sol cutter crusher. She got? Yeah, that cutter. The Sol Crusher.
Oh my gosh.
I have to give him credit. Like he has been scrolling through Instagram and then hollering. And then going to these places with these gymnasts and these active, like this is the most athletic wrestling class I think we're ever going to see. And these main eventers are going to be next level.
I agree. And then and what they're doing. So what they're doing is they're paving the way. For
yes.
These new there. So Randy can retire.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, so Randy can be get his Hall of Fame ring. So you don't have to worry about the Undertaker coming to WrestleMania. And they are doing the absolute best at training these guys.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You know, there's some people that they can't that just don't got it. That's why they release them.
It happens. It's going to happen. Like not everybody's. It's just like anything. Not everybody's going to be cut out for it. But there's so much grade A talent right now that they're building. That gosh, between. Like we said, Sol Ruka, Javon,
Jada Parker, Lash Legend,
which Lash Legend's one. She's made like a 180 from when she first came through to 2.0, or Jakara Jackson, who's with her in Metaphor, or you got Axiom, you got Nathan Frazier, even Tony. Tony D'Angelo, he's turned around.
Yeah, what's the name's boy? Regal's boy.
Oh yeah. Oh gosh, Charlie Dempsey, like he's the future.
Dempsey's gonna be crazy good.
Oh, I mean, or our friend from North Carolina, Andre Chase, like our boy, our boy, one of the bravados, like he's gonna be the future. Like there's so much future in this. In NXT right now, then you got The Rock's kid as the GM. She's been on the screen, killing it, cutting promos. Like the future is bright, and NXT is going to really show out, especially once they get to CW. And I can only imagine what they're going to do. Like it's going to be great. Like they're killing it. But I'm intrigued to see how this draft turns out and who goes down to NXT and who comes up.
I'm not really worried about more than who comes up. I'm worried about who's going down.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we already know Roxanne's coming up. We already know Ilya. But Ilya, Melo, are both of them are coming up.
For maybe sure. A surprise or two. Like I could see somebody like Kiana James, who's been out there for a bit. She can come up. Maybe Gigi Dolan or JC Jane.
Who, both of them coming up.
They could probably get called up pretty quick.
Somebody was talking about somebody put on Twitter that Toxic Attraction might make a
return.
A return and then have what's name come back.
Call Mandy back. Like
call Mandy back.
If they rehired Mandy and debuted Toxic Attraction, I would be about it. I would lose it. You hear that?
Toxic. But then you would have to bring what's the name with her because they're on the OnlyFans together.
Oh, who, Lacey? Nah, Lacey can stay home. Like, I think Lacey
she's dead.
She can stay home. She and Riddle were two people that I knew were the type that Vince loved, but that were like, they're not it. Riddle got in his own way, and Lacey, it just was never going to work. Just bad timing, and her heart wasn't in it too, so. But Mandy can come back all day. Bring Mandy Rose back. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. Bring Mandy Rose back. She was awesome. Now, but who goes to Raw? Because officially right now, Cody Rhodes is officially a SmackDown superstar since he's won the title. That his last Raw appearance was this past Monday.
I think he stays on SmackDown.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he stays on SmackDown.
Yeah, Cody and Cody's gonna stay on USA. I think that's gonna be the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Who goes to SmackDown? I could see
Jimmy.
You could see Jimmy going to Raw. Or stay on the SmackDown.
I can see Jimmy going to Raw.
Okay, Jimmy goes to Raw. They continue the Uso feud.
And then they're going to continue. They're definitely going to continue the whole bloodline thing or whatever because Jimmy's going to come back. Jimmy's going to be like, I'm sorry, brother, blah, 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 blah. This is what it is. You've seen that they jumped me, blah, 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 blah. Now I need your help.
So riddle me this. Does the bloodline move to Raw?
While they're gone, while Roman's gone,
at the bloodline moment. Moves to Raw completely.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice. That would be different. It'd be different.
All right, G. We're speculating. Right now, there's a theory that the bloodline moves to Raw in the draft.
Oh, I could definitely see that.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that. Absolutely, especially with Jay is still there. I can see them flipping the script, and the thing is, whatever they move to SmackDown, it's coming to USA anyway.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying. So, and then I'm also thinking that whoever goes to Raw, like they're probably going to be the Netflix show is probably going to be
unfiltered.
Yes.
Yeah. We're gonna push the limits. We're gonna get raw for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can see anybody go at this point because I always expect like the champions to flip.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if Cody ends up coming to Raw and then Priest and maybe Judgment Day
go to SmackDown.
I can see that happening, especially if you're gonna flip the bloodline.
Yeah.
That way you keep a dominant faction on both. You know what I'm saying? I can see that.
Or, I mean, what if Judgment Day splits? Especially with Rhea.
Which is an option.
Especially with Rhea jacked up. What if it's just Priest that stays on Raw? You bring the bloodline and then maybe the rest of Judgment Day. Like a suggestion right there. Like Dirty Dom goes to SmackDown.
Yeah. I mean, no, like I said, I think anything is a possibility, but I feel like wherever the bloodline goes, they're going to go there alone.
Yeah.
And the reason is because when they have their civil war, I don't think there's going to be room for another group.
No. Yeah, you're right. Because it's going to be bloodline, Roman.
Versus bloodline.
Versus bloodline solo. So, you know what? I could see it.
I wouldn't say solo. I mean, it might be The Rock's doing.
I think it's solo. I really do think it's solo. I do think The Rock's going to be a factor in it, but even then, he might not even be full bloodline when he comes back. Maybe he'll just be final boss versus Cody, and then they're just going to focus that. And The Rock returns, and he returns to SmackDown. See, I think Cody is staying SmackDown, but I do think now I am full on this whole, I think the bloodline's moving to Raw. Cody is staying SmackDown. They're going to keep them separate because now that story's ended. So they're going to try to keep Cody away from the bloodline. Yep. Which, by the way, the debut of Tama Tonga, son of Haku.
Haku?
Like, yes, man, indeed. I never thought I would see the day. Like, the only thing we're missing is what's his name from New Japan? Fale?
He's at Fale. What? Oh, yeah. Fale.
Yeah, that's Bullet the only Club. One. Yeah, that's the only one we're missing, and we have the original Bullet Club floating around.
Yeah. A lot of the versions of the Bullet Club, to be honest with you. You got Finn Balor's Bullet Club.
Original.
You got AJ Styles' Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm. You got Carl. Well, you will have the original Bullet Club if you got Finn, Tama, Carl, and... Yeah, and Luke Gallows, that's the original Bullet Club right there. And then all the rest were like extra.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Luke Gallows wasn't even original Bullet Club. It was just Fale.
It was Anderson, Carl Anderson.
It was just Carl Anderson, Finn Balor, Tama Tonga, and Fale.
Yeah.
Those were the original Bullet Club. So that's the only one missing. Maybe we get the original Bullet Club in WWE. Who knows?
Well, AJ's talking about retiring soon.
I could see that.
So. Yep. So, who do you think? Who do you think is going to Raw?
Let me get back to you on that because I'm in the middle of giving away tickets.
Oh, okay. Give them tickets away.
That's why I'm jumping back and forth. Yeah. So
all right,
I'll get back to you after I give these away. Give me a second.
How about this? You give me the craziest trade, Jay. What do you think is going to be your dark horse pick? This is going to be the one that you absolutely want to shock the world. And same for the people commenting. What is the most ridiculous trade that could possibly
The most random, most ridiculous trade. Man, that's crazy.
Like, okay, what?
Roman goes to NXT.
Yeah, if number one draft pick, NXT gets it, and they call... And Abel comes up, and the number one draft pick, Roman Reigns.
And you see Paul Heyman come up. Dude. Call Roman Reigns.
And show Roman's photo, Roman to NXT. I would lose it. NXT would get the greatest ratings.
Yeah. Ever. It'd be great, though.
That would be
hilarious. Funny.
I think I would.
that's the craziest non trade. That's not gonna happen. That's not.
Oh yeah,
happen.
Yeah. That could never.
We already know. But I mean, like,
Roman might like CW. He might like CW. Like, he might want to go to CW and be on there.
Ava drafts The Rock.
Okay. No.
He drafts her dad.
I draft the number one draft pick, my favorite wrestler of all time. My father.
The final boss.
The final boss, The Rock. And she's like, I'm the boss of the final boss. That's what she's
right. Nah, but a realistic,
like crazy trade that we could see.
A realistic, crazy trade. Yeah. Rhea Ripley goes to SmackDown.
Rhea Ripley goes to SmackDown. Okay.
And then Charlotte goes to Raw.
Okay, I could see that. Those could possibly happen. Those could possibly happen.
Harry, no. Almost to NXT.
You know what? Almost needs to be in NXT. I think that would be a great.
That would be a good match between him and
Oba.
Yeah.
Oba Femi versus.
Yeah.
Oba Femi versus.
Or a great faction.
Yeah, with MVP as the manager of both of them. Oh yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Okay. And they would really, then they would be really the Hurt Business.
Yes, I could see that. I can see that. All right, G. I think we're gonna finish up with before we get to end all the All Elite conversation, but before we get there, what is the craziest possible trade that you could think of for this year's draft? Jay said, number one draft pick.
There's. Go ahead.
Okay. No, he said Ava Rain, she gets the number one draft pick. She comes out and she said the number one draft pick to NXT, the tribal chief, Rogue. and then Paul Heyman gets on the phone. Call
Roman Reigns.
We said them. He said the CW ratings are gonna go through the roof.
Call him immediately.
Okay.
Then we said,
Ava Rain comes out. She said, all right, the number one draft pick coming to NXT. The greatest wrestler in the world, my father, the final boss, The Rock. So that I am the boss of the final boss.
The boss. So technically, I am the final boss.
Oh, insanity. Oh, but then Harry made a suggestion of almost to NXT.
Oh yeah, I see that.
And then possibly him versus Oba Femi, or him in Oba Femi in a faction that could run shot through NXT. I could see that as a possibility. Big E as their manager, I'm done.
Big meaty man.
Yeah, that's what you hear. You hear the theme song. Big meaty man slapping meat.
Big meaty man. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, and the only thing you hear every time they hit somebody, meat. But my realistic.
Didn't they have a meat? Didn't they do that at AEW?
They did.
Because
they're not original.
Yeah.
It was Powerhouse Hobbs.
Yeah.
And somebody else.
It was like meat. That was hilarious. Oh.
But my realistic trade was Rhea Ripley to SmackDown and Charlotte to Raw.
I could see that. So who could you see thinking in mind, Raw on Netflix, SmackDown on USA, and NXT on CW, who would be crazy trade?
I don't know what's like super groundbreaking.
Yeah.
But All right. So minus the championships, I'm pretty sure the craziest trade you could do would be